Advertising. Working in different countries gives one the opportunity of perceiving cultural differences from inside. Jonathan Ewart, a New Zealander, has set up an advertising agency in the south of France after working in New Zealand. He tells us about the differences in attitudes to advertising in the two countries and in the organization of the working day.
My name is Jonathan Ewart. I'm a New Zealander, born there. Continued through school, got my exams when I was 15, university entrance the following year, and went on to study at art school. After art school, I decided to travel and experience Australia, which a lot of New Zealanders do. Being so close, it is only 2 hours from Auckland. So I did some time over there, and then came back to work in advertising, which I always wanted to do. I left the country 2.5 years ago to travel and experience different things. I see advertising in New Zealand very different to what I have seen here. The French seem to be very blatant in their approach to selling products. We follow very conservative laws, as do the English. You would not see a topless woman on a billboard, for instance, or certainly some of the cosmetics portrayed here in France. They're far more forthcoming. They're really showing the full side of it, I think, in some ways. But if it sells the product, well, that's all there is to it. I think they're waking up very quickly in Europe about AIDS. And again, I've seen some blatant advertising. You would not see that in New Zealand. They illustrate condoms on a poster. I think that would be too much, and the Benetton ads that were displayed over here would never be shown in New Zealand.